From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. A quiet weekend in Williamsburg, Virginia for President Obama, brushing up for a town hall presidential debate this Tuesday. In Portsmouth, Ohio, meanwhile, GOP contender Mitt Romney revved up a crowd at Shawnee State University.
This is the time for us to come back. We're going to take back this country. I need your help. Get out and vote. We need to make sure that we elect people like Josh Mandel. We need to make sure we take back America and keep this land the hope of the earth. I'm counting on you, Portsmouth. Let's make it happen.
Romney's running mate Paul Ryan also rallied college campuses in Ohio today. The FBI is investigating the theft of $20,000 worth of $100 bills headed for a Federal Reserve facility in New Jersey. NPR's Allison Keyes tells us the currency features a new design not scheduled to go into circulation until next year.
The bills are distinctive, with a huge copper-colored 100 on the right side of the back of the money and also a copper-colored 100 on the lower right front side of the bill next to a Liberty Bell. The cash was part of a shipment of several million dollars between Federal Reserve facilities in Dallas and New Jersey. The FBI says the couriers reported the missing money when a container was opened in New Jersey. The government is asking merchants who are presented with the unusual bills to call the FBI. The agency is investigating anyone who came in contact with the money between 10:30 a.m. Thursday, when it landed in Philadelphia, and 2 p.m. when it was delivered to New Jersey. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Russia and Turkey are trading allegations about a Syrian passenger jet that was forced to land in Ankara this week. NPR's Corey Flintoff says the Russians deny the plane was carrying munitions from Moscow to Syria.
The plane was intercepted by Turkish Air Force jets and forced to land in Ankara on Wednesday. The Turks said they had information that the civilian plane was carrying illicit military supplies. They impounded some cargo and let the plane and its passengers continue on to Damascus. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, said there were no weapons aboard the flight and that the seized cargo was electronic parts for a radar station. The U.S. State Department says the incident shows Russia is playing a morally bankrupt role in supporting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad against his own people. Corey Flintoff, NPR News.
Today in Madrid, thousands of protesters marched through the streets denouncing Spain's austerity measures. In an era of big hair and shoulder pads, actor Gary Collins hosted the Miss America pageant.
Ballerina girl.
Before and after the 80s, he acted and hosted TV shows, retiring to Biloxi. Today, the Harrison County coroner reported actor Gary Collins had died of natural causes. He was 74. This is NPR News. With wind speeds of 40 miles an hour, Tropical Storm Rafael is prompting warnings for the Caribbean. Moving at 9 miles an hour, the system continues organizing and producing heavy rainfall. Shannon Novak has the latest from the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
Rafael is spinning just east of the Antilles. The warnings begin in Guadalupe and affect all Caribbean countries to the north. This includes the U.S. and British Virgin Islands and the Puerto Rican islands of Vieques and Culebra. The main island of Puerto Rico is under a tropical storm watch. These storm conditions will spread across the Lesser Antilles today and reach Culebra and Vieques tonight, with tropical storm conditions possible over all of Puerto Rico tonight and Sunday. Then a little strengthening, up to 70 miles per hour is forecast. Bermuda is in the path for the middle of next week. Expect 3 to 5 inches of rain, isolated amounts of 10 inches. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Novak in Miami.
The Yankees host Detroit tonight in the opening game of the American League Championship Series. They crushed the Baltimore Orioles last night to take their division title. Having taken the National League East division title from the Washington Nationals, the St. Louis Cardinals Sunday play San Francisco. It looks like weather near Roswell, New Mexico will cooperate with Felix Baumgartner in his effort to become the first skydiver to break the sound barrier. The former Austrian paratrooper plans to launch his helium balloon at sunrise, hoisting a 3,000-pound capsule carrying the jumper 23 miles up in the sky. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.